Yeah, the southern boys with the lifted toys make me blush when they come around. And I've said it before and I'll say it again, I'm from this northern town in North Dakota.
That's called North Dakota, and it's by a couple of North Dakota girls that we want you to meet. They are here with us at the North Coos Fest, and don't you girls be mic shy. We want you to meet Kendra and Krista. They are sisters out of Hazen, North Dakota. They are Kendra and Krista Slabaugh. Hi, girls.
Slabaugh, yes.
That's what I was meaning to say.
It's hard. A lot of people get it wrong. Yeah. No worries.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, how are you?
Good to see you guys.
Good to see you guys, too.
So, our Bob Harris back at KFGO says you have a standing invitation to be on Nighttime Live with him. Sometimes we do some live broadcasting
okay.
on KFGO.
Yeah.
I think he might be a member of your fan club, so you can expect to get a hold of him.
Sounds good. Yeah, that'll be.
So how long have you guys been entertainers?
Well, I mean, we've sang pretty much our entire lives, but we probably the past few years we
really started
taking it seriously. We got a group together called Tiger Lily, which consists of Krista and I. We have a band together for a few of our next shows, so that's pretty exciting. But just over the past few years, we started doing YouTube videos, and from there it just kind of spread and doing performances all over the state and some surrounding states. So it's been really good.
Keep building our audience and getting out to more people. It just grows and grows. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very important that young people like you, and earlier we met a guy from the group Frigg, also a young fellow. He does Finnish folk songs and stuff like that. It's important that young people be a part of this show, too.
Right, exactly, yeah. I mean,
gotta get all varieties in
there.
What do you do? What kind of music, what do you characterize your music as?
More country pop, I would say, but we also have a little bluesy feel to us sometimes with Kendra on her piano, but definitely more, like, very lively and fun.
Yeah, we don't really stick to one genre. We kind of do a variety of everything, just because we like to apply to every audience member. You know, maybe they'll like the song better than the next one, but at least, you know, we got that song to that person.
What's on your MP3 player?
Oh,
you don't have to tell all of the songs.
No, they're all clean. No worries.
No, I was thinking the numbers.
Oh,
might have 35,000.
Oh yeah, we have. Well, we listen to a lot of
Pandora. We
listen to Pandora a lot because we like a lot of new music, a lot of variety. We like Ed Sheeran,
Silver Wars, Taylor Swift, Carrie Underwood.
Just literally,
we have a couple Justin Bieber songs on there. I mean,
yeah, I mean, we love every genre, except for we don't listen to too much screamo. You won't find us listening to screamo too often.
Wait, hold on. What is screamo?
Where they basically scream. Like, I don't know.
I can't do it. Yeah, heavy metal, you won't find us listening probably that too often.
So when did you guys dress up and entertain when you were little?
We always like to do these little, plays or, pretend shows. And one time we did this thing to Barbie Girl, the song Barbie Girl, and they made me dress up as Ken. And Kendra and her cousin were, two Barbie girls, and it was just interesting. I feel like we were all had a bunch of fun doing that.
So. I mean, as the little sister, we can make her do those type of things, right?
were you city girls, or did you grow up on the farm?
Well, we live in town, Hazen, North Dakota, so it's a pretty small town, but we kind of live a little bit on the outskirts. Like, our backyard, there's no one behind us, so it's kind of, we like to say it's kind of like a little bit of both. Yeah, we live in town, but we still have the small town country feel to it.
Do you think the North Dakota work ethic is going to rub off on you, and you're going to end up doing this for a long time all over the world?
Yeah, I mean that would be our main goal. We definitely know you have to work hard, and we're totally up for that.
And if we want to, I mean, we want this as our career, so we're going to work as hard as we can to be successful at it.
How old are you girls?
I, Kendra, am 17.
And I'm a sophomore, Krista.
Oh, my. Are your parents traveling with you?
Yeah, and we have another little sister, Carly, who is 12, but she stayed at home so she could go to school for the next few days. But she's coming up on Friday and Saturday. But my parents are here with us today, and they support us, and they come with us to most of the shows they can. If my dad doesn't have to work, he tries to get off work most of the time, but there's been a few times where it's just been my mom and us two girls, so...
You know, we talked to Auntie Harvala from the band Frigg I referred to a while ago, and he said that money has never been the motivation for him and his group singing. Mm-hmm. It's for spreading the joy of music and expressing themselves.
I completely agree, because right away, actually when we started, it's funny, I think when I started, I did a talent show, and I won first place, and I think I got $500 was a prize, and I was like, I mean, you just...
Don't
that's great that that comes along with it, but it's not, that's not what is expected. That's not why you do it. You don't do it for the money. It's for the joy of other people and for the joy of yourselves as well. I mean, it's just something we love to do, and you know, it's our hobby as high school girls. I mean, not probably a, not a normal hobby for most teenage girls, but that's our hobby and that's what we love to do.
Do you guys travel with your show?
Yeah, well, we try to, we do travel around the states. Like this summer, we had a ton of shows, and this next summer already we have 2 to 3 shows probably a week. So it gets pretty busy, but we try to manage everything with school and sports and everything as well.
You go, you say something now.
Well, how's everyone doing out there? I mean.
All right. Well, I'm really glad to have you guys stop by.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, no problem.
Is available at YouTube
yes.
online.
Yeah, you can find us on YouTube, iTunes.
Or on our website, tigrilly.com, TIGIRLILY.
You guys don't look like you fight. Do you fight like sisters can fight?
Well, we get along pretty well for the most part, but obviously we have arguments every now and then because we are sisters. I mean, sisters fight, but
yeah.
we spend a lot of time together, so we kind of have to get along. I mean,
yeah, but the older you get, you'll be best friends.
Yeah.
Have you guys met Gunner and
Matthew
Nelson yet?
No, we haven't.
Well,
they're a little older than you, girls. I don't think that your parents are going to let you hang around with those two
you
guys.
Don't think so?
Well, what are they, 30?
No, I doubt it. Well, they were born in 1967, so.
I want to meet them.
So they're, you know, they're in their, they're 47 years old.
Oh, no. Really?
Sorry. Yeah.
They look like kids. Tiger Lily, TIGIRLILY.com.
Correct.
Yes.
Where did the name come from?
Well, we were struggling, actually, with coming up with a name because Kendra and Krista just wasn't very catchy. So, yeah. I mean, it's catchy, but it's just kind of
long.
Yeah, okay. You want something to pop.
Stands out, you know.
So we're going through names, and all of a sudden, Tiger Lily just kind of came up, and we're like, that is the one. That's
yeah, and it kind of describes us, too, because I would say I would have more of the tiger personality, I would say, and Kendra's more of the Lily, you know, like, sweetie flower type of girl, you know. But, and it just fit, too, because we like it, and it's just fun and describes who we are.
You know, we have met so many charming, cool, good-looking people
already.
And it's a real pleasure to have you here, Tiger Lily.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to meet you both.
And
nice
if Bob Harris too. Ever contacts you through whatever means, social media, KFGO, he'd love to have you on the show sometime.
Awesome.
Well,
great.
We had chatted once. We haven't chatted, but Ginger G was the one who put.
Oh, by the way, we have a mutual friend, Ginger G.
Oh, yeah, we love Ginger.
Yeah, well, so do we.
So do we.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
We love mm-hmm. her. Yeah. And we miss her.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, girls.
Great to see you guys.
Nice to see you.
Really a joy.
Thank you.
790 KFGO is 119. Is that a little Tiger Lily for us, Bob Harris?
It's called Little Birdie. Little Birdie flying so high.